Absentee ballots in the mail this week have to be postmarked by Tuesday and delivered by Thursday to be counted. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, the responsibility for timely ballots lies somewhere between the voter and the Postal Service.
The Postal Service says standard mail takes 3 days in most areas of the state. In Fairfield County, it can take up to six. That goes down to 2 days for mail sent first class anywhere in the state. So ballots dropped in a mailbox yesterday may or may not make it in time to be counted. Gabe Rosenberg is the communications director for the Secretary of the State, and he said the Thursday received date was chosen to help local officials stay on schedule for the general election.
We have consulted with the post office every step of the way, and they have a way of pulling specifically the election mail to make sure that it gets delivered faster.
That fast-tracking by the Postal Service may be essential. Secretary of the State Denise Merrill said most ballots were in the hands of voters by Monday, delayed in part due to Tropical Storm Isaias. If mailed by standard mail on Monday, 3 days would put those ballots in the hands of municipal clerks by Thursday. The United States Postal Service recommends voters request their ballots no later than 15 days before an election. In a statement, the service said voters must use first-class mail or an expedited level of service to return their completed ballots. The New York Times reported that first-class postage was only a suggestion from the agency to local election officials. Meanwhile, the Postal Service itself is under scrutiny. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal cited the cuts to the Postal Service budget as an effort to suppress the vote.
The great threat of mail-in balloting purposefully designed to reduce it by the president is in fact the United States Postal Service because of delays and costs that we haven't previously seen.
The postmark rule will not apply to the general election. Governor Lamont said Wednesday that he wants to see results on election night in November. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.